Why don't you think we hear more from the Western governments? Why don't they raise their voice more?
Europe is very submissive to the United States. The United States won't take a position because of the Christian fundamentalist population that's very powerful. And the Jewish community is very powerful. And I think Israel's involvement in the world's arms industry creates a lot of military and economic interests that constrain governments. I'm sure Norway, if you scratch the surface, is involved militarily with Israel in many different ways. And that constrains them. And also, Israel invented in the last couple of years, in a very, very, very conscious way, as a part of PR, what's called the new anti-Semitism. And the new anti-Semitism says any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitism. I mean, it's completely cynical, completely self-serving. So you get a weird situation where real anti-Semites, like the Christian fundamentalists in America, these are really anti-Semitic people who believe in Armageddon. And in Armageddon, a third of the Jews die, and two-thirds of the Jews convert to Christianity. It's completely anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic. But because they need Israel to get to Armageddon, so they have pro-Israel policies. So if you're anti-Semitic but pro-Israel, which is possible, you're fine. But if you're pro-Jewish or you're not anti-Semitic, but you're critical of Israel, then you're called, that's terrible, and then you're called anti-Semitic. So the whole thing gets turned on its head.
Oh, my head just exploded.
What did Holocaust mean for the state of Israel?
To tell you the honest truth, the Holocaust, it's used politically in a very effective way, in a very cynical way. I mean, it's very hard to say this, but I think it's true. It's seen as a very useful PR tool.
Can you tell us, how has that been done?
Well, you know, the way the government plays on the guilt in Europe over the Holocaust, so that you can't criticize us. Look what you did to us, you see. It intimidates non-Jews. It closes up discussion. It's very effective. And Israel is willing, for the sake of its PR and to silence critics, it's willing to sell the victims of the Holocaust.
It's quite harsh criticism.
Very, yeah. But I can say it because I'm Jewish.
Yeah, exactly. If
you guys, if you say it,
you'll be punished.
That's right, you'll be punished. The ground. This is where the true test is. I don't care about negotiations. I don't care about declarations. I don't care about Bush getting in front of the cameras and saying whatever he says. This is the test. If the entire world, the international community, cannot stop a bulldozer from demolishing this guy's house, then what's the international community? What's human rights? What's international law? And so, in a sense, we're witnessing here the unfolding of a much larger event than simply the demolition of this one household. For the family, this is their whole world. They've invested money in the house, their whole life savings. So for them, they don't care about the roadmap. They care about their house.